Now, people from all walks of life have gathered en masse in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, to denounce Saudi Arabia's military intervention in their country. And the march has been called by the leadership of the Ansar Allah movement. Tens of thousands of people who have gathered in downtown Sana'a are rejecting Saudi involvement in their internal affairs. They're also promising to respond to, quote, the conspiracy by the United States and Saudi Arabia against the people of Yemen. Let's get an update on the situation there from our correspondent Yusuf Modi, who joins us via Skype now from Sana'a. Yusuf, tell us a bit more about what the situation is like. Tensions are high, of course, and I understand the airstrikes are continuing.
Tensions are high, and the Houthi movement is actually waiting on the orders of their leader, Abdelmalek al-Houthi. I've spoken to a Houthi official, Mohammed al-Bukhaiti, about 40 minutes ago, and he tells me that the Houthis, as a movement, they have actually not yet declared war. They said that this is Saudi Arabia who declared war on Yemen. And they are now just waiting for their leader to order them to take whatever necessary actions they have to take. However, there is some military reinforcement. Many Houthi and Ansar Allah fighters are redeploying in the north province of Sa'da, which is on the tip, which is on the bordering Saudi Arabia. And many believe that the Houthis are actually preparing for a military advancement into Saudi Arabia to sort of strike the bully in the nose, so that they can give the Saudi Arabia a taste of their own medicine. They believe that the only way Saudi Arabia will end its military aggression in Yemen is if the Ansar Allah movement advance into Saudi Arabia to pressure them into stopping this coalition of aggressors who just capriciously and suddenly decided to wage hundreds of air raids throughout the night at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, when the Yemeni people were not expecting it. Of course, at that time, those who were injured, they could not have been rushed to the hospital for medical treatment, because the hospitals themselves were evacuated. So it was a very disturbing night. At the very least. However, there is bombardment which is currently taking place right now in the north province of Sa'da, and many expect that the bombardment will resume in the later hours of the night, just as it did yesterday.
Okay. Press TV's Yusuf Modi, they're reporting from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Yusuf, keep safe and keep us updated.